Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
And now,
I love movies.
Bob's Movie Club.
Oh, yeah.
Got some movies for you.
Sure do.
Bob's Movie Club. Bob's Movie Club.
Movies are great.
Movies are great.
Movies
and
are.
This movie is great.
I love this movie.
2005, The Family Stone, star-studded cast. We've got the late, great Diane Keaton. We've got Rachel McAdams. We've got one of the Wilson brothers. We've got Sarah Jessica Parker. The list goes on. This movie, we're kicking off holiday season. Of all the movies we've picked, this is by far the one I've gotten the most DMs, the most excitement for. People love this movie. So let's treat it with respect as we talk about it, whether or not we love it or not. Okay. So basically this movie starts with Dermot Mulroney, or Everett, is bringing home his conservative buttoned-up girlfriend, Sarah Jessica Parker, home for the holidays to meet his crazy, progressive, bohemian family. And before she even walks through the door, she's still sitting in the car. The whole family already hates her because Rachel McAdams is this little brat who has already poisoned them all against her. What do we think about this family? Are they toxic or are they cool and progressive?
In a way, they're both.
They're both.
Yeah, they're both.
They're like every family, though, in a way.
But they're judgy. All families are judgy. And, right. And I think all families are judgy when somebody new is coming into the group.
Especially
for a holiday.
Right, for a holiday and for a beloved brother or sister.
But usually are they so obvious with their dislike of the person? Like, even though when
Jessica
Parker compliments Diane Keaton's home, she's already like, oh, happy to host you. Like, kind of sarcastic.
In my beautiful home.
Yeah, it's just kind of a strange vibe.
Well, I guess they have to get to it, like, that there's going to be some tension here.
That's
but
true.
I agree with you. Like, my brother had this girlfriend that we all hated for, and my mom put on the best possible face she could because she was like, if they have kids together, I want to see my grandkids. And she could tell, like, this girl took a massive dislike to my sister Tina and just was like, her, and she kind of sucked up to me because me and my brother were so close, but I could tell that she was just like a simmering angry person. And my mom gave us the riot. She's like, listen, if I have grandchildren, I want to be able to see them, and you guys just treat her nice. And I actually think that when you're mean to someone that somebody brings home, that you can actually do the opposite of what you hope to accomplish. You can drive them together. And they take a stand, like, this is the person, this is who I love. And I don't care what you guys think. That's happening in Victoria Beckham's family right now.
He kind of does that, but he's awful waffly. Like, he does not have her back.
No, he doesn't really have her back at all. And I love what the dad says, is that it's kind of a reflection of, like, he's not sure, Everett isn't sure who he is.
Right.
So he's bringing home this girl who they know is not right for him, but he doesn't see it. Why doesn't Everett offer to sleep on the couch when Sarah Jessica Parker is like, I'm not comfortable as sleeping in the same bed within your parents' house. So she ends up having to take Rachel McAdams' room. Like, is this some patriarchal BS that Everett's like?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't notice that. But you're right. Why didn't he?
Like, why does the sister have to be put out? I feel like he's
maybe
like,
to,
he's
to
not
further
helping.
The plot, right? Is that what
okay.
it is? Yes.
Okay, obviously to further the plot, but like, why couldn't he have helped her out a little bit? You know?
Did
like,
he not offer at all?
No, he doesn't have her back. I feel like it's just an example of that.
There's a lot of that in the movie, and yes. it gets worse as it goes on.
It does.
Yeah.
One of the things, if I could, because I liked the movie, and the movie did make me cry on a couple occasions.
Oh, yeah.
And I was definitely thinking, this won't get me. And then it got me. Son of a... But okay, so that's, you know, let me just say, I liked the movie, and I did enjoy it. What you're talking about with Sarah Jessica Parker, the way things unfolded throughout the movie felt like there's a history I'm not being told. The way they went right after her was like, what?
Well,
I know about this situation. The way she gets with Luke, or Luke is being, Luke's character,
yeah.
Luke is being really kind of obnoxious towards this, his brother's girlfriend.
He's disgusting.
But she ends up with him.
I know.
So I'm sitting here watching this movie going, what did I miss? When Claire Danes' character comes out of the bus and falls, and they share a look.
Uh-huh.
The Everett, the lead guy. By the way, is that guy hot?
No.
Dermot Mulroney, or no. What is his
He's
name?
He's supposed to be hot. That's his name, Dermot Mulroney. But did you also know, can I just total aside here? His hair changes so much during that movie.
Oh, really? I didn't
From the first
that.
Scene where he's like looking like he's balding and they've got his hair parted on the side to 3 days later at the house, he's got like a whole different haircut and is kind of all angled forward.
You think you hit me up to that before I watched it and I noticed the same
oh,
thing.
Did you notice? Yeah. I was like, what? Did they look at the dailies and go, we got to spray some stuff on this guy's scalp and comb his hair forward?
But there was a little backstory that the sister had gone to dinner with the two of them.
Right.
And at dinner, absolutely hated her. And so she came back to the family and
poisoned the family.
She's the worst.
But I thought that was those moments, the Luke, Luke Wilson is, I don't know the character's name.
I don't either.
But I thought that there was a whole love at first sight thing going on in this movie. Like, she comes down the stairs, he's looking up at her and his eyes go kind of wide and he sees the same thing that happened when Claire Danes turns her head on the bus.
Back to Claire Danes, which is there a history there that I didn't understand? Because those two, it's almost immediate that he's trying
love
to...
Love at first sight.
Yeah.
So that is the point.
That's what I think.
Because
I don't
was
think
sitting
they knew
there,
each other.
My kid was coming in and out and I was, you know, pulling my attention away for a second here and a second there. And I went, I must have missed the explanation of why that look happened on the bus. Like, was she also on that trip where the two of them met or like, what is that?
I think it's exactly what you're saying. It's supposed to be kind of a ensorcelment at first sight with Luke Wilson's character, Ben. When he sees Sarah Jessica Parker, but it's in such a 2005 way. He looks at her in a creepy way. And then I think he makes a lot of inappropriate comments to her throughout the movie. And especially when she's finally leaving to go to the inn after it's like she just cannot take it anymore in the house. And he's standing next to the car when she's sitting in the car.
And he's wearing sweatpants with his chaunch
he's
right there.
He's kind of posturing.
Yes.
It's icky.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't. What did I miss?
Ensorcelment, the act of enchanting. No, it's you didn't miss anything.
Okay.
I don't think. A freaking ensorcelment, though.
I know,
I'm
a
dog. I have just been enchanted by that word.
Well done.
Are we to the middle part of the movie yet?
Yes, we can get to the dinner scene.
All right.
The dinner scene is.
The dinner scene is the scene.
It's so crunchy and. And, if it, you know, this one. It's hard to, like, defend Sarah Jessica Parker because she is. Really digging herself a hole the whole time, but it's just imagine being at dinner.
Her though, it's like you know they're
what
sort
do
of
you
pushing
mean?
Her to say to misstep
instead of saying like we understand what you're saying, but this is how we view it. They poke her.
They go
like,
crazy.
What are you trying to say?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I do think you have family members there and you might feel the need to rally around them a little bit. Mm-hmm. I do think that there's an element of they catch enough crap out in the world that they don't have to catch it at the Christmas dinner table.
Totally. Especially
so to
in
me, that I didn't feel that that was like that out of character, because I do think people get extremely chesty when defending family members. There's no like, well, let's try and it's, hey, he's right there.
Right.
He can hear you.
He actually can't hear you.
Well, you're right. That's a good point.
He can read your lips.
Yes, he can read your lips.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
you got me there.
You know, that
I just wanted to jump in and help. I was like, I could fix this in one sentence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I felt like, and I must have seen this movie in the theaters or when I saw it when it came out, and that scene has stuck with me so much through the next 20 years. Like, I always think about that and what she says in there.
I teared up for sure.
This is Bob's Movie Club, and we're talking about the movie The Family Stone. I think we're about halfway through it.
So then she leaves, crashes her car. And the brother, Luke Wilson, starts to actually act nice and takes her out. They drink. They go crazy. He says one of my favorite lines that I've heard. You have a freak flag. You just don't fly it.
And where does that come from, though? There is nothing about her character up to that point that would tell you that.
He sees her, Maddie. Because
she's this uptype thing. She's this uptype thing, but he doesn't. She's not comfortable in her own skin. It's one thing to be conservative and uptight and you're being yourself, but he can tell that she's unsettled.
She's unhinged and she's wrecking the car, and the only person who decides to go out is Luke Wilson. And like the boyfriend's okay with that. Like, dude, no, I'll go out and take care of my girlfriend.
They weren't looking for her.
And did anybody
hang
else
out with the sister?
After they already went off and drank for some reason, like that's what you do after.
I love that scene. I love when she's dancing and like her top's practically falling off.
She's letting her freak flag. It's good for her.
It's great.
It is good for her. Does anybody else? I found myself going, everybody relax. They didn't do it. And then it turns out they did do it.
No, they didn't
do it. No, they didn't.
They didn't. She thinks they did. Because she doesn't know what happened. She wakes up in his bed and the father walks in. And
right.
What I love is that she thought that she maybe did do it.
Right.
So that tells you something.
So they didn't do it.
They had to have done something, because you don't end up in the bed together, because she had her own, you know, she could have slept on the couch or anywhere else.
He says, I slept on the floor, but then the guy hits him like, no, you didn't, you liar.
So you think that they did do it.
Yes, absolutely. And then they're together right after, by the way.
And everyone's fine with it.
This is a movie from 2005. Like, honestly, we're spoiling a lot of it, but it is very, very old.
I loved it though. I did know how it was gonna go. I don't think we're spoiling anything. I think that this is one of those movies that I don't think there's a family out there that can't go, yep, that.
Yeah.
Like, I related to it. I felt like I and I love the ending.
Sorry. Yeah, I love the ending too. Really? Diane Keaton is so wonderful in it. And when Sarah Jessica Parker gives everyone that photo of her, that's a real young photo of her. And they close the movie with it. I mean, she was never pregnant, so they photoshopped it to make her look pregnant. But she, it's just such, was such a great way to mourn Diane Keaton. And the family did make it through the other side of the craziness somehow.
And like, there they all are next Christmas. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they all just swap off partners like
yeah, it's I definitely was having trouble with that. But I will say the part of that probably everybody feels is that family chaos mm-hmm. and the different personality types. And while every one of us will have that sort of happy or joyful feeling towards our family, we also have that I can't stay for more than 2 days and I got to get out of there because, and I, you know, who's coming? They're coming. Oh no. Or we got to get out of town because we can't have someone's like it. There's a lot of family stress.
Yes.
And this movie kind of captures quite a bit of that. So I felt like
yes.
that was pretty cool in that. I think even in reality, we are sold that there are some families out there that are just everything's copacetic and everything flows
and
finally.
They're all lying to each
and
other.
And it's all very difficult to believe mm-hmm. when you realize we're normal and fine too. Why do we? Because it's personality types and not by choice. They're your family members. You're stuck with them yeah. and you've got to make that work.
I think that's why people love this movie so much because it feels real. Even though the family is not perfect and toxic, even though they're kind of, you know, something that you would look up to, it's because they're real. And I think that's why people go back to it time and time again.
Couple right. texts real quick. 650. My dad died 2 years ago on Christmas from aww. Cancer. And this movie hit harder. I have always loved the movie, but this watch, I loved it even more. And that's from Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Sorry about your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sorry. And on Christmas.
Oof.
And then, and that's somebody else is saying their behavior from A31, their behavior is a result of dealing with knowing that their mom is dying. So maybe that's why they're all a little bit more on edge.
That's a great point.
Well, they don't know at the beginning of the movie, but the mom does. And obviously the dad does. And I actually was thinking that maybe she's done pulling punches. She knows that she's not in remission anymore. And there's a very hard scene in that when she and the husband are in bed. Which had also really stuck with me. And so she knows. And so she, and like, there's the whole thing about her mom's ring that she mm-hmm. had promised it to
Everett.
And she doesn't want to give it to him. And she, because she knows she's going to die and she doesn't want to like think to herself on her deathbed that he went off and married this person that she doesn't like at all.
Well, that would have been giving her approval.
Right. Yes. And she doesn't want to,
right.
And she
she was right.
Yeah, she was.
So
they all were. And at least he woke up. All right, let's we're so late. Let's just go around and
ratings.
5 out of 5. I love that movie.
Aww.
I love it. It's one of those movies I'd forgotten how much I loved it, and it has everything that I want in it. I love family drama. I love funny stuff. I love Luke Wilson so much. And I love the ending. Even though I do feel that there are like problematic things. And I feel like even though it's only been 20 years, there's some things in there that I don't know that they would go to that point today or they'd do it differently today.
Right, right. And maybe it wouldn't be as real if they did it today.
Maybe.
I'm giving it a 4 out of 5.
For the movie The Family Stone, I have to say I liked it very much. I would say that the ensemble cast and the dialogue as opposed to, you know, machine guns or missiles or lasers is refreshing for, you know, what we're used to in modern film today. But I will say there were a bunch of scenes that left me going, what did I miss? And I guess now you guys explain it was love at first sight or it's supposed to be.
Well, it's hard for you to really dive into. I know that you know, you're doing that when your kids are around and
yeah,
things are happening
but
in your
still,
house.
There was definitely, I felt
confused.
It could have
time.
Been better.
Okay.
I will give it 3.5 stars out of 5.
I love this movie, and I will watch it every Christmas, but I give it 4.5 stars.
Mm.
Not quite perfect, but it's awful good.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.